Good morning. Welcome to the Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. I'm the local minister at the Harrodsburg Church of Christ, and I want to thank you personally for taking the time to tune in this morning. We hope you'll become a regular listener at this time every Sunday morning. At the end of this broadcast, you'll be given the times of our services at Harrodsburg, and we want you to know that you'll always be warmly received, and we hope you'll come and worship and study God's Word with us. Before we begin our lesson this morning, I want to tell you of something new that we want you to give a consideration to. We have a new website. It's been many months in putting it together, and we think that it is very comprehensive and very informational, and we encourage you to go to it. The web address is www.churchofchristatharrodsburg.com. That's www.churchofchristatharrodsburg.com. You will have recordings of all these radio programs that you can download, sermons that are presented at Harrodsburg, PowerPoint presentations to go along with those sermons. There are articles on various subjects. There's an online Bible course that you can receive there. And there are many other informational things that you can download for your study of God's Word. Please give it a look and let us know what you think. There's a contact button there if you have comment about the website or if you have some things that you would like to see that are not on there, please send us an email and we'll be glad to give that consideration. So please take a look at our new website, www.churchofchristatharrodsburg.com. We have been studying for the last few weeks the book of Revelation. We are now turning our attention to Revelation chapter 8. We begin this morning by reading the first three verses. When he opened the seventh seal, there was a silence in heaven for about half an hour. And I saw the seven angels who stand before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. Then another angel, having a golden censer, came and stood at the altar, and he was given much incense, that he should offer it up for the prayers of all the saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne. You notice that before this final seal is opened, there is silence in heaven for about a half an hour. What is the meaning of this? Well, the delay is for effect. It is telling us the delay is because judgment is about to be revealed. This is what we might call the lull before the storm, the calm before the storm, that something is going to transpire. God's going to pour out the judgment upon Rome for the sins that she has committed against his people. We see in verse 2, the seven angels have seven trumpets. Again, trumpets are given to them to carry out the message. Each one is given a trumpet. Trumpets in Scripture have many different functions. Sometimes they're used to assemble, as they were in Numbers chapter 10 and 3. Sometimes they're used to move when they are on the move, as they were in Numbers chapter 10 and verse 5. In Numbers 10 and verse 9, they would be used as an alarm to warn that war was approaching. And in chapter 10 and verse 10 of Numbers, they were used for festivities. But in this case, these trumpets here are used as a warning of a call to judgment. Seven seals introduce the judgment. Seven trumpets announce the judgment. And the seven bowls of wrath are the judgments as it's being poured out. Another angel in verse number 3 is having a golden censer. And the reason that he is there is he is offering prayers of the saints upon the golden altar that's before the throne. And he is offering an answer to their prayers of comfort and hope for them. And it says in verse 4, and the smoke of the incense with the prayers of the saints ascend before God from the angel's hand. And we know that when we pray to God that they go up before his throne. And this is just symbolic that the prayers of the saints who are asking for encouragement and strength and comfort in the onslaught that they are facing on earth from Rome, that these prayers go before the throne of God and they're heard and they are answered. Beginning in verse number 5, we read, then the angel took the censer, filled it with fire from the altar, and threw it to the earth, and there were noises, thunderings, lightnings, and earthquakes. So the seven angels who had seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound. In verse number 5, we see the sounding of the trumpets. And this brings to mind that something is about to happen. It's announcement. And that's what you see when you hear the noises, the thundering and the lightning. Something's about to take place. Something is a very vital essence, is something the earth needs to consider. And so in verse 6, these seven angels are given seven trumpets to prepare to sound. And in verse number 7, the trumpets begin to sound. In verse number 7, we have the land disaster, the hail and the fire mixed with fire, much like the plagues that were brought upon Egypt in Exodus chapter 9. We also see judgment that's similar to what we read in Joel 2, verse 30. We see that only a third is affected. The judgment of the earth is not final. This is not final judgment. This is not Armageddon. This is not the 7 years of tribulation, as some want to refer to it as, because some were left, only a third affected. And so it is a partial judgment. It is not a full and complete judgment. The second trumpet in chapter 8, verse 8 and 9, is maritime disaster, great mountains burning with fire, and the judgment of the sea. Again, only a third is affected. And so the judgment on the sea is not final judgment. And then we have the third trumpet in verse 10 and 11. And it is the land and water, the inland disaster. Great stars fall from heaven. The name of the star is Wormwood. That's a very bitter substance. Judgment. How long can you live without water? Well, it depends on the circumstances. But notice that only a third of the springs and the rivers are affected. Again, not all the waters, not all the land is affected. And so this, again, refers to a partial judgment. It is not complete. It is not final. It is not the last judgment of all time. And then we see the fourth judgment, the abnormal functioning of the heavenly bodies, in verse number 12. And the fourth angel sounded, and a third of the sun was struck, a third of the moon, and a third of the stars, that the third of them were darkened, and a third of the day did not shine, and likewise the night. Again, remember that this is symbolic language. This is apocryphal language. And this is just showing that there is a judgment that's going to take place. These trumpets are announcing a judgment. God is going to render some kind of partial judgment, and it's going to affect the earth. It's going to affect the land. It's going to affect the sea. It's going to affect inland. And it's going to affect the heavenly bodies. All of these things together shows that God is about to do something. God is announcing that he's going to bring a judgment upon the earth. All the earth, final judgment, tribulation, battle of Armageddon, the rapture, these are all man-made theories. This is talking about a judgment that God is going to bring upon Rome because of her sins. She is persecuting his people. They are persecuting the church. Emperor worship demanded by the Roman emperors are trying to seek to get men to compromise their faith in the Lord's church. And he is going to give an answer. And this answer begins to be expressed in chapter number 8. And then in verse number 13, we see, "And I looked and I heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice, Woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth, because of the remaining blast of the trumpet of the three angels who are about to sound." The eagle is a bird of prey, and it's depicted many times in Scripture as an example in Deuteronomy chapter 28 and verse 49. In mid-heaven really literally means the highest point, the place where the sun reaches at the meridian. There are three woes that have been pronounced because of the three remaining trumpets, and we are told that the worst is yet to come. Notice in chapter number 8 that God is announcing a judgment, a particular judgment. And this silence for half an hour sets the tone for something that is about to transpire. Is it a literal half hour? No. It is just a pause. It is a pause before inevitable judgment is going to come to the earth. And the seven angels are messengers that stand before God, and they're sent out by God with these seven trumpets. And we have a picture of an angel offering incense on the golden altar for the prayers of the saints who are petitioning the throne night and day. And then in verse 5, as we have read, we see that the fire from the altar is thrown to the earth, and there's great soundings of noises, thunderings, lightning, and earthquakes. These would be attention getters. These would be things that would get the attention of those on the earth, and also would get the attention of what is about to transpire. And so the seven angels, in verse number 6, who had the seven trumpets, prepare to sound. And when they sound, they begin to unveil what God is going to do in the future. And it involves the land, the sea, the judgment, and the heavenly bodies. In other words, God is going to render some type of judgment. But I want you to pay close attention in these texts that in every one of these angels, that only a third is affected. A third on the sea, a third in the land, a third of the heavenly bodies. This is not final, total judgment. This is not the end of time judgment. This is not some judgment that is going to come thousands of years in the future. This is something that's going to happen upon the earth and is directed as a comfort to those who are on the earth who are enduring persecution at this time by the hands of Rome because of their faith in Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a mistake to take this text and try to put it far into the future about events that have not even transpired yet. That is not in the mind of the Lord, nor it is in the mind of John, who is witnessing and receiving this revelation. He is giving comfort to those on earth that God is aware of what is going on. He is aware of the intense persecution that they are facing. He is aware of the many who have lost their life in never compromising their faith, or giving in, or giving Caesar adoration and homage that is only due God. He understands, he knows, and he is going to do something about it. They are going to have to be patient. They're going to have to wait for God to do things in his own time. This has always been difficult for man. He wants to kind of push the timetable. He wants to try to get things done quicker, and he thinks that need to be done quicker. But this is where a man's faith comes in. He must trust God. He must determine that God knows what's best. And God is going to punish Rome. She is going to be punished for her sin. She's going to be punished for the life she has taken. She's going to be punished to try to steal homage and adoration and glory that solely belongs to God. God is not going to let it go unpunished. It is going to be punished, but it's going to be punished in God's time, by God's timetable, in God's way. And so in chapter number 8, we see that this judgment is announced. And it's announced that it's coming to the earth. And it's going to affect a third of the earth. It's going to affect a good part of the earth. Remember, Rome is the power on earth at that time. All nations are subdued under the tutelage and under the power of Rome. And so Rome has great power. But that power is going to be renounced, and that power is going to be dealt with. And in chapter number 8, the judgment of Rome is coming, and is going to be rendered according to God's time by God's timetable. And let's not go any farther than what the text says. That's enough for today. Tune in again next week, and we will look at the teachings of Revelation chapter 9. Thank you for tuning today.